Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days, like Cheeseball Day, or worse, Moldy Cheese Day, amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey, Paul, it's Skye, and I'm sitting here with my daughter, who's dying to know which national day I picked. And now for the big reveal. I picked June 12th, National Loving Day.
What do you think?
Ew. Why would you pick that?
Okay, what you may not know is that National Loving Day is actually a landmark decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. There used to be laws that people of different races couldn't marry. And this law struck down all of the laws banning interracial marriage. And here's the crazy part. Loving was actually the last name of the couple who had married and gone to jail because they were interracial. Isn't that a crazy coincidence?
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Yeah, it's so interesting.
So here's a little backstory. Shortly before Skye sent me this audio, she sent me a video of her daughter reciting a paper she had written about Harvey Milk. If you don't know, I did a recent episode about Harvey Milk. Maybe my podcast is having a lasting impact on the education of her future. Or maybe not. Anyway, when Skye told me she was picking National Loving Day, I incorrectly assumed it was about loving in general, so I told her it would be perfect if she could record her intro with her daughter, assuming they loved each other. And that's a piece of what I got. For my first recommendation, I recommend an episode from Witness from the BBC World Service. This short 9-minute episode goes back in time with audio footage from Mildred Loving, the Loving's lawyer, and the reporting about this historic decision in 1967. It's sickening to hear the mindset justifying why the law existed in the first place. This story couldn't be more timely as people all around the world are protesting the racial inequality that still exists today. Use the National Loving Day hashtag on social media to continue to educate and push for equality for all. Today's guest is Skye Pillsbury. Skye is the host of the Inside Podcasting podcast, where she interviews podcast creators about their shows. My favorite episode, until this week, is the very first episode where she interviews Ian Chillag, the host of the very unique Everything is Alive. It's so interesting to hear the brains behind that show. I caveated that because in some very late-breaking news, this week, Skye dropped a bonus episode where she talks about interviewing the host of Ear Hustle. So who interviews her about that? Me. So how can that not be my favorite episode? For our third recommendation, Skye recommends the Dead Eyes podcast. Dead Eyes is a series about an actor and comedian who embarks on a personal quest to find out why Tom Hanks fired him from a small role in Band of Brothers. I beg you to listen to this show so I don't have to hear Skye talk about it anymore. For today's extra hot sauce, I'm sharing some extra guest audio. My brainstorm of having Skye and her daughter as guests almost backfired on me completely. This came right after the intro that you heard.
What's your question?
Check out my TikTok. I'm really cool. I'm really cool.
Is this an advertisement?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, stealing the microphone back. I hope this works, Paul.
Okay, wait.
Kids, right? Of course, now I think I need a TikTok account. Come back on June 20th to find out about a delicious drink that most kids and adults love. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.